many troubling and perplexing problems in the world and that we have personally have very simple solutions that are very difficult to implement. At the time I'm recording this, the world is facing a health crisis of a very contagious and deadly disease. We know what the solution is. We know how these outbreaks have been solved before by isolating the problem, by quarantine, both of the people who are sick and the healthcare workers. We know what works. But implementing this solution is proving to be very difficult politically and logistically. You know, it's the same way with our problems, with sin. I remember when I was living just bound up with sin, and I would wake up in the morning, and as I would get ready for the day and go out on my commute to work, I knew what sin I was going to commit that day. I knew it. And I would ask myself, why are you doing these things? And I didn't have an answer, but what happened was that I ended up with a withering contempt for myself. Self-contempt, because I could not apply a simple solution. Well, where did I find that simple solution? It was in the scripture, and it was proposed by the Apostle Paul in the 6th chapter of Romans. Listen, if you will, please. Beginning with the 16th verse, do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are? To whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I'm speaking after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For just as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were servants of sin, you were freed from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see that simple solution that the Apostle Paul gave to us? Yield yourself to God. Yield your body to Him. That word in the Greek language in which Paul wrote was peristemi. That means come and stand before. It was a word that was used if you had to stand before a magistrate or present yourself to the king, to a ruler. Just like Jesus yielded Himself to the cross, so we take up our own cross and yield our bodies to God with full commitment to God. And ask God to give us liberty from sin. It's so simple, a simple solution, very difficult to implement because of our natural resistance. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord, that you showed me the doorway to liberty and freedom, and that it is simply turning my will, my whole life, my body, everything over to you to do as you wish with it in any way, that no longer will I present my body for sin, but I'll present my body to you for righteousness. And I pray for each person who's listening here at this moment to do the same. In Jesus' name, amen.